Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Wednesday. This is Brother Nate, another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, we're grateful to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity to share the Word of God again with you. I want to shout out to those of you listening to the broadcast here in the United States. Welcome. Welcome to those of you in Canada and Mexico. Welcome. Welcome unto those of you that are listening in the Philippines and Iraq. Welcome. And to every country that I have not named, I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact us at the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's G-O-D-S-W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're given to you. Glory be to God. So once again, we thank God for another blessed day. And wherever you listen to me at, hey, why don't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you once again. You have blessed us to assemble together again in your word. Father, we can't do it or make this journey without you. So therefore, we petition you once again for your spirit to be with us. Lord God, look upon us this day, Lord God, and see our need. Father, we thank you for the grace and mercy that you have shed on us already. We thank you for the presence of your spirit. Tonight, Lord, I ask that you will word the mouth of the speakers tonight and those that are hearing, that they will have a heart to take what they've heard back to you. Lord God, we pray for intervention tonight by your spirit. We pray for revelation. We pray for understanding. So therefore, God, we will give you all the glory and honor and praise and magnify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Tonight, I'm starting, you can call it a new series, and I've shared with you all before that God has, I believe, has been dealing with me about dealing with these religions on an individual basis. And so tonight, the title of this message tonight is Spiritualists Claiming Fatherhood and Brotherhood. Spiritualists Claiming Fatherhood and Brotherhood. We're dealing with the religion of Spiritism, okay? And as my brother who was on with me last night explained it to you, the purpose of this mission, amen, number one, we know that God loves man, and he wants them to come out of darkness into light. Another thing is that we must understand that everyone that is saying God or Jesus or Christian or even, for example, this religion called Spiritism, even though it got the word spirit in it, doesn't mean that all this is of the true and living God. And we have been checking and starting to look at and we'll be looking at it more, what these religions are saying, and to see, are they talking about the God of the Bible? Is they talking about the true word of God? And if not, amen, we know that the word need to be given unto them. It is also that you won't be deceived, because there's a lot of deception going on in this day and time. So we're going to get down to it. Like, once again, I want to say, title of this message tonight is Spiritism, okay? Spiritualists Claiming Fatherhood and Brotherhood. Now, this is the religion Spiritism. Yesterday spoke a little bit about it, and I do believe God wants me to go a little bit deep on it. To those of you that are listening, I pray you got pencil and piece of paper and your Bibles, amen, and take what you hear back to the Lord, amen, and we just thank God for this opportunity. Glory be to God. Now, let me start off by giving you just a little information of history on Spiritism. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Allan Kardec, who was born in 1804, he lived for 65 years. He is the one credited for being the one that started Spiritism in the 19th century, during a time which has been said that the strongest interest in mediumistic phenomena began in the United States and spread to Europe and then became worldwide. Spiritism deals with communicating with the dead, demon spirits, you name it, okay? And Allan Kardec is supposed to be the one credited from starting this religion, Spiritism, once again in the 19th century. And once again, it was started, as it been said, during a time where there was a strong interest in this mediumistic phenomena. And when you look at today, people, it's not different today, because people is getting a strong interest in this Spiritism or in this mediumship. Just look on TV. Why you think there's so many psychic commercials? Okay, them psychics, you know, charging money and all that. Oh, they're making some money. Okay, they're making some money to speak a curse on people and to perform demonic powers against them. Okay, so this thing is no different today. It not really have cooled off, you know. And when you look at it, you got some men who are putting witchcraft on their, quote, girlfriends or their wives or women in general, okay? And you got some women putting witchcraft and stuff on their boyfriends and their husbands, okay? Because when people, you know, when you look at them, I don't like what he doing. I don't like what she doing. And I can't make them, they don't love me, and I want to make them love me and stuff like that. So what do? They don't go to God. Many times they go to readers and witches and stuff like that and get stuff put on people. Now, once again, I know this sounds far-fetched to some of you, but this thing is for real in this series, okay? So this, and another thing people are getting so hyped up about this medium stuff and dealing with the spirits and stuff like that is that other people are doing it just for a, quote, rush, or for the thrill of it, as they say, and fail to understand that they're putting themselves in a hole where they could be demonically attacked, okay? But because it's not a game, people. It's not nothing to play with, okay? When you got somebody coming to your house and say, hey, I got this Ouija board, you know, they say, you know, let's just try it out. I advise you to get them out your house and get that thing out too, okay? Because this thing is serious, okay? You start fooling with that stuff like that, and then once the devil start captivating you, because that's what demon spirits do. They captivate you, get you all interested. And what is that for? To suck you in so they can take possession of you. Okay? So I thought I would throw that in there. Now, once again, man named Allan Kardec was the one who's supposed to be credited for starting Spiritism. And he started, once again, during a time where there was a strong interest in this thing. Okay? Here in the United States. And it spread to Europe and then became worldwide. Now, Spiritism or spiritualists, the people who are in Spiritism is called spiritualists. We're going to end this series. It's more than one part, more than one session, different sections. But on this section, we want to deal with the part where spiritualists teach what is called the fatherhood of God and the brotherhood of man. The fatherhood of God and the brotherhood of man. And you say, well, what does that mean? The fatherhood of God and the brotherhood of man. See, once again, don't let the words throw you off. Because when some people hear the words fatherhood of God, they go, oh, they got to be Christian. They got to be of God because they say it's fatherhood of God. Don't let the words fool you. Please, whatever you do, always study and search, okay? Now, don't get me wrong. There's some things that the Spirit of God will witness to you up front. Now, that's different. But when you ain't got no witness up front, hey, go ahead and search this thing out. Don't be caught up by these words of God, Jesus, Christian, because people are using it. Find out, is they talking about the God of the Bible, the Jesus of the Bible, or are they a true Christian where the Bible describes a true Christian, okay? The spiritualist teaches what is called the fatherhood of God and the brotherhood of man. Now, once again, what does that mean, okay? For us to understand what that means, once again, let me give you this little information about them that I read to you once before about spiritualists. And please listen to this closely. Spiritualists believe the creative force in the universe is God. Do you hear that? And that creative force created life in the beginning and still does today. And they acknowledge God as their father because they are part of the life created by God. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? I better read that again, as my brother would say. Because maybe when I was reading it, you had the rolls in the oven. It just hit you. You go, oh, my goodness, I got to go and cut that oven off before it burn up. Or you had something on the stove. I'm going to read it one more time. Hear this. Because this is dealing with what they're saying about the fatherhood of God and the brotherhood of man. Spiritualists believe the creative force in the universe is God. So they deny the existence of a true God, but they believe this, quote, creative force is God, and that creative force created life in the beginning and still does today, and get this, and they acknowledge God. Who is God, according to them? That creative force, they acknowledge God as their father because they are part of the life created by God, okay? So now to answer our question, about spiritualists teaching the fatherhood of God and the brotherhood of man, what does it mean? This is what it means. When they say the fatherhood of God, they acknowledge God, that same creative force they talking about, as their father because they are part of the life created by God. Do you hear that? And when they use the term the brotherhood of man, they say that all human beings are members of one divine family because they spring from the same creative force. Do you hear that? I hope you heard it. So when they talk about the fatherhood of God, they claiming God is their father, or might as well say they claiming that God's the father of all mankind, and that all human beings are members of one divine family, spiritual family. All of them the same members of one divine family. Okay? This is what they said. Why? Because they said all beings were created by the same creative force. So we want to see, is that true from the Bible? Is that true from the Word of God, period? When they said the fatherhood of God, is they talking about the God of the Bible? Okay. Well, we looked at that a little bit yesterday and showed you that they wasn't talking about the God of the Bible because God is a being. He's not a creative force. Okay. God is not a creative force. Not just a force. See, that's just like what Jehovah's Witnesses teach about the Holy Ghost. They said the Holy Ghost is just a force. Okay. So if you were talking to Jehovah's Witness, and you would ask and say, do you believe concerning the Holy Spirit? And they tell you, yeah. And you just go, oh, okay. And just take it at what they say, yeah, and not research deep that they talk that what they believe concerning the Holy Spirit is that it's just a force and not a person, okay, then you'll be missing it. And you'll be running out on the ledge talking about, oh, they for God, and find out they ain't. Well, see, it's the same thing here with the spiritualists.
they claim that God, to sum it up, that God is the father of all mankind, and all mankind is of one divine family. So, to sum it up, glory be to God, the overall question is God the father of all, and is all the children of God? Now, I'm just taking a pause for that to sink in, because that's what they're saying. Even they themselves who is practicing spiritism, where they're communicating with demon spirits, okay? And they're saying that mankind is, you know, that God's the father of all, and that all is children of God. And here's the reason why. They said because all was created by that force, that creative force. Well, I'm here to beg the difference. Why? Because the word of God doesn't support that. First of all, as we had talked to you yesterday about, God is a being. He's not a creative force. So we got that. But I'm here to show you from the word of God that God is not the father of all, and everybody is not a child of God. Because you must understand that there are people besides spiritualists that believe that. In fact, I've heard people that are members of just denominations quote this, well, we all God's children. And so I say, really? Everybody child of God? Yeah, everybody's a child of God. Oh, wow. So first thing I need to do is lay a foundation. If you got your Bibles, let's go to Genesis chapter 1. And if you don't have a Bible, you say, well, brother, I ain't got no Bible with me. What did I do? You got a pencil, piece of paper, jot this down, okay? Genesis chapter 1, because I want to lay a foundation right quick. This one scripture I want to present in Genesis chapter 1. And there are more scriptures on it, but I want to open up with this because for the simple reasons that, you know, the whole thing we want to understand is that according to the word of God. So what they're saying, spiritualists are saying, I'm telling you straight out, it's not the word of the word of God from the Bible. It's their own made up word. It's not God's word. God doesn't support it. Now, Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 and verse 27. Now, look what it says. It says, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Now, from the word that we see right here, God is the creator of all mankind. Once again, I'm taking a pause so that can sink in. It is not the Big Bang Theory. It's not Darwin's theory. It's not there was a mass explosion out in the universe and the universe, everything formed. And then here on Earth, they start out with some monkeys on Earth, and then they start walking. And then all of a sudden, they start walking upright, and then they turn to humans. That ain't from God. That's a lie from the pits of hell, okay? So we see here that God is the creator of all mankind, okay? Thank you, Jesus. But though he's the creator of all mankind, he's not the father of all mankind, and neither is all mankind his children, okay? Now you say, well, Brother Nate, you going to go into scripture today? Most definitely I will, okay? So having said that, let's go to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. Now, let's go to Ephesians chapter 2 and look at something here. And once again, all this, I can't do all this in one session tonight. So it's going to be more than one part, okay? Ephesians chapter 2. And we're going to look at verse 19 in Ephesians chapter 2, looking at verse 19, okay? Glory to God. Ephesians chapter 2, looking at verse 19. Because we want to understand it, because like I told you, not only do spiritualists say this, but there are people in denomination that say, hey, we all God's children. God's the father of everybody. And they think the same way as the spiritualists, because only difference is the spiritualist is claiming that a creative force created people. And that ain't true. Okay. But the other people that believe in that, you know, God is the father of all and every all men is God's children, is because God created all men, which we see in the scripture in Genesis here is true. He did create all men. Okay. That's go without saying. Being the father of all men is something different. Okay. Now, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19. Now, look what the Apostle Paul said. Now, understand this. He's talking to Christians. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. He's talking to Christians. He's not talking to sinners. Okay. He's talking to the Christians at the church of Ephesus. Okay. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for the precious word of the Lord. And look what he says. He said, now, therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and the and of the household of God. Do you see that? So he's telling the Christians here at Ephesus that you're no more foreigners. You're no more strangers. Why? Because now they say, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. Now, that word household, the original Greek word for that word household is oikios, okios, O-Y-K-I-O-S, okios. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. And the word okios means domestic, that is a relative, okay, adherent. So he said that when you are no more foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizen with the saints and of the household or the relatives of God. Do you hear that? So this here is your divine family, people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The household of God or the relatives of God. So that's your divine family right there. And since it means relative, that means we are all related and can be said to be brothers and sisters in Christ, those that are saved, because we are what? Of the household of God. But once again, do this mean all men? Okay? Do this mean all men? Now, if that be the case, that would mean that all men are children of God. See, if he's talking about here, your fellow citizen with the saints and of the household of God, if this were referring to all men, then that would mean all men are children of God. Glory be to God. So we're going to continue to look at more scripture to see if that's so. Because remember, I told you about the brotherhood of man part, that the spiritualists say all mankind is of one divine family. Now we are of the, quote, human race. But you get into the divine family. No, we're not all in the same family. But I'm going to let the word speak to you on that. Okay? Let the word show you. Glory be to God. So let's go to Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13. And I'm going to read verses 24 to verse 30. And then I'm going to turn around and read verses 37 and 38, okay? And this is the parable that Jesus left out. And see, when Jesus be giving the parable, he just don't be talking in the air. It's meanings in his parables, okay? It's meanings in it. Now, in Matthew chapter 13, verse 24, it says, and another parable he put forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. Okay, do you see that? Everybody with me, okay? Glory be to God. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? from whence then have it tares? He said unto them, an enemy have done this. The servant said unto him, wilt thou then that we go and rather and gather them up? But he said, nay, lest while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest, and in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. Now, let's go down to verse 37. And it said, and he answered and said unto them, as he's answering the parable, he said, he that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. Now, look at verse 38, okay? This is the key verse, verse 38. It says, the field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. Do you see that? We see in this verse 38 here that there are children of the kingdom and there are children of the wicked one. The children of the kingdom is talking about the kingdom of God. Do you get that? The children of the wicked one is talking about Satan. Hallelujah. So everybody is not a child of God, even though they was created by God. Do you see that? See, everybody's not a child of God. And if everybody was a children of God, child of God, then the Jesus right here would have never made a difference, a differentiation. Do you see what I'm saying? I pray you see what I'm saying. Because he wouldn't have to say they're children of the kingdom and children of the wicked one. He would have just named children one time. He could have said just the children of the world. Okay, but he didn't. He let you know that there is more than one type of child belonging to someone, okay? Because when somebody say, hey, that's your child, that means that child belongs to you. So according to the word of God here, he's saying that there are children that belongs to God and there's children that belongs to Satan, okay? So everybody's not a child of God, even though, once again, they were created by God. And when you're dealing with children, as in the verse here, okay, he's talking about humans. He ain't talking about a bull or a cat. He's talking about human beings, okay? And there are human beings who are children of God, and there are human beings that are children of the devil, okay? So therefore, they could not be of the same, quote, divine household or family of God. Do you see that? Because remember what we read in Ephesians, where Paul said, you are fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. The word household in original Greek means relatives of God. How are you a relative of God? You have to be a child of God. Okay? Do you get that? And so we see here in Matthew that they are children of the kingdom. Okay? And then there are children of the wicked one. So there are relatives in a relationship as far as sonship to God, and there are relatives who are children of the devil. So what the spiritualist has been saying is wrong. The word of God doesn't agree with him. So all mankind is not of the same, quote, divine family. We are all of the human race that was created by God. But when you're spiritually speaking of the divine family, every person on this earth is not of the same divine family. We're not all of the children of God. And therefore, God is not the father of everyone. Okay? You see that? Because he said children of the kingdom and there's children of the wicked one. I pray that you see that. Let's look at another scripture on there. Let's go to John chapter 8. Now, Matthew recorded Jesus said that. Now, we're going to let John, in his recording, tell you what Jesus said to the Jews. Okay? Many of y'all may know what scripture I'm going to. Okay? Let's go there. John chapter 8, verse 41 to verse 44. Now, we're going to look at this, okay, But once again, people, we got to understand it. Once again, we're talking about the spiritualists tonight, the same people that communicate with demon spirits and people that, as they said, supposed to be dead, okay, doing what is called the no-no from God, but we'll get into that another part another day, who claiming as God is their father, even though they're talking about a creative force, and we just proved that they weren't talking about the God of the Bible, but we want to see what they're saying. Also, does it go with the Bible? And so far, the witnesses show no. Okay? But I'm going to say once again that not only spiritualists is saying this, that we all, God is the Father of all and all is the children of God. But once again, I've heard people that belong to simply to denominations that have said it. I mean, to be honest with you, that is a common phrase. And it's been a common phrase for years. I've been around people, and I ain't said nothing all the time because sometimes it's not for you to even open your mouth all the time, okay? But I have been around quite a few people through the years who have said it, and they have said it without a thought, okay? They have said it without a thought. Now, I want to say this, and once again, I'm not judging. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm not trying to toot my own horn. But some of these people I admit that may have said it, I could tell they wasn't too much really into the Word of God. And some of them, I believe, said it because it's just something they heard and not something they even looked up. Okay? You get that. Now, John chapter 8, verse 41 to verse 44. The Word says, in fact, it says, "Ye," this is what Jesus said, "Ye do the deeds of your Father." Okay? "Ye do the deeds of your father. Then say they to him, we be not born of fornication. We have one father, even God." Oh, they thought they got him now. Oh, they thought they have Jesus now. Jesus told him, say, "You do the works of the deeds of your father." Okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because Jesus told him in the verse before that, he said, "You seek to kill me, a man that had told you the truth." Okay, because remember, at first, the Jews was trying to throw in, hey, Abraham's our father, okay? And Jesus told him, said, now, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. He said, but now you try to kill me, okay, because I've told you truth. He said, which I've heard of God. He said, Abraham didn't do this. And then he turned around and said, you do the deeds of your father. So now, the Jews think, oh, man, we're going to get him now. We're going to go high and drop this on him. And they said, we be not born of fornication. We have one father, even God. Ha ha, we got you now, Jesus. What you going to say to that? Verse 42. Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, ye would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do ye not understand my speech? Even because ye cannot hear my words. Okay? Now get this, verse 44. He said, ye are of your father, the devil. Oh, now. Could you imagine the look on their face when he said that? They thought they had him, and when he dropped, I know they weren't expecting that, Carl. I know they weren't expecting that, because they thought they had him. They did. And I know they weren't expecting Jesus to drop that on them. So he dropped something heavier than what they dropped. And so the word said, he said, ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father ye would do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Once again, if all was the children of God, then Jesus would have confirmed what the Jews said, and he would never have made that statement in verse 44 by saying, ye are of your father, the devil. Do you see that? Everybody's not a child of God. Everybody's not born of God, okay? Once again, some of you holler, but yeah, he created us all. Yes, he's the creator of us all. But he's not the father of everybody. That's where the new birth come in. That's why he said be born again. Okay? Amen. Everybody's not a child of God. Glory to God. See, this is why some churches be doing the no-no. They give a sacrament to just anybody coming to the door. First Convenient just went up there and blew up a bank with 50 people in it, killed some people and drug them along the way. Walk up in the church building, and you hear a lot of them say, come on in, brother. Yes, we take a sacrament. Yes, y'all give them sacrament. Amen. I'm talking about meeting in the ministry. Doing this. Because why? Everybody's claiming to be a brother or a sister or a child of God. That's why, and to be honest with you, I'm not trying to be funny. I don't really like doing funerals of somebody that ain't saved. Because why? The family automatically think they're going to heaven. Why? Because, once again, this concept and this saying that we all children of God and God's the father of everyone. And part of that, and I do say part of that, I blame the ministry. Why? Because there have not been teaching of the word of God about why Jesus said you must be born again. And the place of the person with yourself to Christ and how you come now into a type of relationship. Now, the relationship, the first relationship you come into when you get saved that's established is you become a child of God. Now you're under what is called sonship. But the second phase of the relationship, you have to work on that and getting to know the Father. Okay, but the first phase is when you come into sonship. Everybody's not under sonship. Do you hear that? And this is why many of us make a mistake. We're trying to apply all the word to just everybody. To everybody, okay? Just like the sacrament. You know, I had a guy, this has been about, I don't know, maybe 18, 19 years ago on my job, and me and him got to discussing on this subject, and I forgot how it came up concerning the sacrament. And I said, you don't supposed to just give sacrament to anybody. I said, the Bible lets you know, okay, because people can drink it unworthily. And he looked at me, he said, Nate, my pastor give it to anybody come in the door. And I didn't want to be, putting down his pastor, but I had to tell him, I said, that's not right. You're supposed to do that. I said, the word of God tell you, see, you could partake of that sacrament unworthy. You know, Christians, if they in the wrong spirit and in the spirit of unbelief and partaking that sacrament, they could be partaking of it unworthily. Because that's why Paul said, many of you have died sickly, okay? Not taking it in faith, okay? When you take the sacrament, you're supposed to take the sacrament in faith. Not just looking at it, oh, I'm going to chew on a wafer and drink some unfermented grape juice and get that over. No, it's supposed to be more than that. It's supposed to be what do it symbolize? The body and blood of Christ. So if you're not in the faith in this sacrament day, you better repent and go get in the faith, okay? But don't take that sacrament if you are not in the faith, especially if you ain't repentant, you just did some no-nos and stuff like that, and here you are dragging the church. You know, you got people, they've been and just slept with whoever and how many whoever, and turn around, come to serve the same day like nothing, and bloop, they pop that sacrament on. And they sit there and just drink it like it ain't nothing and partake of the bread like it ain't nothing. Okay? But see, we're disrespecting Jesus. Amen. We're disrespecting the Lord when we do that. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So we see here that if those Jews, if they were children of God, then when they said God be our Father, Jesus would have confirmed it. Okay? And he would have never made the statement that you are of your father, the devil. Okay? Amen. He wouldn't have made that statement. See, Jesus is true. He didn't lie. He don't lie. Okay? So you ain't got to worry about reading something Jesus says. Oh, well, you know what? Jesus made a mistake when he said that. You ain't got to read about that at all. Now, you can read about what other people have said in the Bible. You can see that they messed up and made a mistake because everything said in the Bible is not the word of God. Amen. Everything said in the Bible is not the word of God. You remember when the woman at the well, she said, sir, I perceive that you're a prophet. Well, see, Jesus was never a prophet. You get that? He was never a prophet. He is the Lord God incarnated in the flesh. He was never a prophet. But see, she said, I perceive you as a prophet. So if you had somebody taking at what she said and run with it, oh, Jesus was a prophet, you're wrong. Because just because she said it doesn't mean she was right. And she wasn't. She just said it. And notice, when you read that fourth chapter of John, Jesus did not confirm it. You get that? And so right here with the Jews, who saying, hey, we ain't born of fornication, our father's God. Jesus said, if God was your father, you know, let him know God ain't your father. He said, your father is the devil. You get that? Glory to God. Thank God for the word of the Lord. Let's go to Romans chapter 8. Thank you, Jesus. Romans chapter 8. And we're going to go to verse 9. So far, the word been proven, hey, the spiritualists, what they were saying was not Bible. It wasn't the word of God. Amen. It wasn't the word of God claiming that man is all one divine family. No, that man may be of the human race. When you get in the divine family, no, there's a difference. Okay. Amen. Now, Romans chapter 8, verse 9, look what it says. Now, remember, Paul is talking to the Christians at Rome. Now, why is he, like, Brother Nate, why are you stressing that again? Because we want to take the word of God and apply it to everybody. It ain't applying to everybody. It's first and foremost is applying to what? Believers. Okay? But we're taking the word, and then on top of that, we're trying to make sinners obey. You can't make a sinner obey. The sinner first got to accept Christ as Lord. But you trying to make a sinner obey, it's not going to happen. Okay? Because they still in the sin nature. Remember, the sin nature is a nature that's contrary to the nature of God. So if God said go right, the sin nature say go left. Okay? If God said that's right, the sin nature said that's wrong. If God said that's wrong, the sin nature said that's right. Okay? Amen. Now, Romans chapter 8, verse 9. And the word says, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. Do you see that? If so be that the spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man, that go for any color or gender, okay? They got nothing to do with a color or gender. Understand this. Okay. He said, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Now, if all men were children of God, then this scripture here wouldn't show there's a possibility that one isn't. Do you see that? Because he said, they that are his, the word let you know, have what? The spirit of God. And he said, if any man have not the spirit, he is none of his. So if there was, you know, when somebody said, is that your, if they was talking, said, is that Nate child? And they respond, said, no, that's none of his. Then that's what they mean, that's not my child. So here the word of God showing you that's a possibility, and it is, that there are ones who are not, who don't have his spirit, and they're not his children, okay? And we see that in the scriptures here. We've been going over this, okay? Everybody is not a child of God, okay? Everybody's not a child of God. So when you come across, I don't care if it's spiritism, what kind of religion, I don't care if it's denominational. And they tell you everybody's a child of God and everybody in the family of God is all that. Well, you see in the scripture already, that ain't true. It's not true. And see, this thing has been misled a lot of people. See, some of y'all think this ain't important. And like I said, and my brother stressed to you yesterday, some of y'all may think I'm just picking. Oh, he just, You just picking on these religions and blah, blah, blah. You think I'm just picking. No. This thing has to be told, okay? Because this teaching cannot be part of the work of God. This teaching that everybody's a child of God cannot be part of the work. Because if that be the case, then it's going to show that Jesus did a lot of stuff in vanity. I mean, a lot of stuff. Amen. Everybody not a child of God. Okay. And, you have people with this mindset that, hey, we all got children. And that's why I said that I have Donald. And I'm not trying to be funny when I say this a lot of times. I don't like doing funeral with people that ain't saved. Because once again, the family member think old Joe, who had told you his whole lifetime, didn't want nothing to do with Christ, don't want to hear about Christ, rejected Christ and all that. Now he has died. And so they saying old Joe has walked through the pearly gates and he's up there and he's singing in the choir. Okay. Well, that ain't true. I mean, he ain't accepted the Lord. Remember, people that don't want to accept the Lord, why you think God's going to still bring them to heaven? First of all, their nature hasn't been changed. And the last person that had a sinful nature that was in heaven, him and his boys got kicked out. So God is not tolerating that sin nature to rule in heaven or to have a place in heaven, okay? Because why? It would be nothing but turmoil there. Turmoil, confusion, contention, you name it. Division, splits. You get what I'm saying? That's why a lot of that's going on the earth today. See, that's part of that is the work of the flesh. Satan is involved too, but the work of the flesh, of people flesh, okay? Contentious. Glory to God. Okay? And see, God is not going to have it in heaven. So therefore, if you got relatives who let you know of their own free will, stamp their feet down and hold this study, tell you, I don't want to hear nothing about no Jesus, I don't want no Jesus, blah, 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 and they going on with their life and they die, you put them in heaven, well, I'm sorry. Just because you put them in heaven don't mean they're going to get there or be in there, okay? That's why it's important that we talk to our family and loved ones about Christ. At least give them a chance. But people, listen, understand this. Every man has a free will. Okay? And if mama, grandmama, daddy, whoever decided they don't want to never receive Christ and end up being lost, ain't no need of you getting an attitude with God. Because God tried to pull at them. You can best believe that. And when you were doing that praying for them and I know some of you jump away. I prayed, and I prayed every day for 30 days, and blah, blah, and it never came to the Lord. And then all of a sudden you mad at God. I said, well, I want you to understand something. God heard your prayer, and he moved on that person. That person just didn't accept. And nowhere in the scriptures that God said, if you pray for someone, I'll make them do it. God is not about taking men against their will. I think that many times we forget that. And that's why many of us get mad at God when that loved one don't come. You know, some people have got mad at God because they say, hey, God, you had a prophetic word spoke over my daughter and blah, blah, blah. I said they're going to do this, and that didn't happen, and they died, blah, blah, blah. I said, but wait a minute. You think that person, that individual didn't have a role to play? You think God just going to speak that into their life and they can do anything and everything under the sun, get into everything, and God just going to just let it go on and be, huh? No, they ain't going to make it to that point that God said, hey, I'm going to use them. Because why? They in so much sin and won't repent. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So once again, from what we read here, verse 9, if all men were children of God, then there would be no possibility of any man not having his spirit. So that wouldn't even need to be spoken of by Paul. But see, Paul spoke it because it is. There are men that don't have the spirit, and so therefore they are none of his. Okay? Amen. Hallelujah. See, these different religions, see, one of the things I noticed, and, you know, some people are joining these different religions because this religion speaks something that comforts their own flesh. Okay? You understand what I'm saying? They speak something that comforts their own flesh. Just like I told you in the beginning, when I started broadcast tonight, that when I gave you a little history about how that man, Alan Kardec, started it, this spiritism, and it was said he started during a time when there was a great interest in it. Well, I said today, it ain't no different, okay? Still people got a, quote, big interest in it. Man, I guarantee you so many people call psychics, it ain't funny, okay? And they actually think they're getting the leg up. Oh, I found out about my future, and, you know. Because you think the psychics, you know, you think when the people call those psychics, you think psychics will say, listen, if you want an answer, go pray and fast unto the God. No, they going to say, hey, I got your answer right here. Okay? There is no putting in anything to receive an answer. Do you get that? It's just a call the phone number and paying that $99 or $1.99 a minute, whatever you got to do, and that's it. Okay? Do you hear that? And people that's operating like that, it remind me the way the world is going now. And I was talking to somebody the other day about it. See, don't get me wrong, technology, I thank God for technology, it has some positive points, but then there's some negative points to it too. And with all this technology and stuff like that, and I'm going to put it to it like this, much of this stuff that is done, quote, in the name of being easier, people have gotten lazy. Yeah, got lazy, okay? And one of the things I learned when I was growing up, that when you work to get something, and you finally get it, you appreciate it more. You see what I'm saying? You appreciate it more. You know, in my time, when we were growing up, there was kids that had, quote, as they say, everything given to them. And you can tell how they felt about it. They was the ones, even some today, they'll have a new car go wreck it, come in the house, tell mom and daddy, hey, you know, I wrecked the car. With that attitude, and drop the keys in them and walk off. Okay? Amen. Who didn't have to work or nothing to get the car. And see, when you working to attain something, you get it, you appreciate it more, okay? Amen. If some of them guys when I was growing up was working in the store and they made enough money to buy them some new shoes, look, sometimes I know they be going ridiculous in a lot of stuff, but just hear me out on this one. Some of them, if you walk toward that shoe and look like you about to step in the shoe, man, they've been about to, hey, wait a minute, hey. And I saw some of them got so bad, a little smirch of dirt get on it. Man, you would thought they were Alice and the Brady Bunch. They were wiping them things down. So I said, my goodness. I mean, and some of them were in the little, I don't know what you call them, liners start sticking out of it. Oh, it's time to buy some new shoes. I be looking at him and say, man, what went on with that? Ain't no hole in it, nothing like that. You got them lining. Well, they're trying to get some more. And they'll go get some more, you know, because during my time, you know, one of the things that were very, very popular, still popular today, that's fun, is the Jordans, okay? And when you heard somebody had got Jordans, oh, man, that was the thing, okay? And so I see that with these different religions, people are also joining because it caters to their flesh, okay? Yeah, it caters to their flesh. So spiritualists tell you, say, hey, you ain't got the way you want to hear from granddad or grandma, hey, we'll show you how to do it so you can talk to them. See, that's what people want. Because, see, people, many times people don't want to go through the true living God to obtain information or anything. They want something quick where they ain't got to do no praying to God, no worshiping to God. They want that. And so religious like these spiritualists and all the others will come in and jump in there and say, hey, we know how to get you a quick answer. Oh, we can get that for you. Ain't no problem. No problem at all. And that's what they do. And the whole time setting you up to be cursed. Like I told y'all, many of y'all heard my story and I've shared it many times, that when I call that psychic, and to be honest with you, I just lost patience with God. I'm just going to be straight up honest with you. Ain't no need of me lying about it, making up nothing. I lost patience with God, and I see the mercy of God. Even though I had heard about these folks, okay, that it wasn't good to be calling them. I'm going to call myself trying to get a quick slip in or something, and got slipped and cursed. Yeah, I got cursed behind that, people. I had to repent. I got cursed behind that bad. It was so much stuff going on in that house when I was living in. It wasn't even funny. So much stuff was happening, okay? My Lord, I mean, demon spirits was in the house when I was there and holding me down and talking to me in the wee hours of the morning. All of that was going on. Jumped on me, had me so bad. One night had me so scared. I was scared even. I thought about leaving the house. I was scared to go back to sleep. All of that, okay? Curses were put on me. I sit up there and call that psychic, okay? Why? Because what they could do would cater to my flesh. I wanted a, quote, quick answer. I'm just tired. I just need to know something. Okay. And so I called them up. And people understand this. It don't take a bunch of calls like some of you think. Some of you think, well, if I just call one time, nothing to happen. That's all it takes is one time. I want you to understand. That's all it takes one time. It don't take no two, three, or four times. All it takes is one time for you to call, for them to place that curse. Amen. And that's what they did to me. And I'm advising any of you, if you got it on your mind to do it, don't do it. If you got it on your mind, say, hey, I know the spirits of the church, and they've been inviting me to come and telling me that I can talk with my dead Uncle Ray. And, you know, me and Uncle Ray were close, and I've been wanting Uncle Ray. It's his 57 Chevy, and you know, we've been having it here and can't find a key. Uncle Ray could tell me because, you know, he has stuff. Don't you believe that? Don't you believe that? You go on to that, quote, place if you want to, they're going to curse you with the quickness, going to drop a curse on you so heavy and them demons be attacking you. I'm telling you. Best believe. Now, so once again, now I'm going to stop it here tonight. I'm going to have a part two of this tomorrow. But once again, everybody ain't a child of God. God is not the father of everybody. We've seen it in the scriptures, okay? Once again, anybody telling you that, they are dead wrong. Everybody's not the child of God. Now, God has prepared for the Son of Man that if you accept him, he can become born again. But if you don't accept him, he's not a child of God, okay? And to this day, you got a lot of people believing everybody's children. Everybody's a child. And see, a lot of these religions are captivating people, once again, because it's catering to their flesh. That's what it's doing. It's catering to their flesh. And in catering to their flesh, say, hey, we believe in this thing. And then that flesh go, oh, wow, you need to join them. Okay? So that, quote, deep interest back in the 19th century in medium, with these mediums and all that, it ain't over. It's still today. Yeah, because more people are turning to this kind of stuff and you know, amen, because they don't want to, you know, do it God's way, okay? They don't want to do things like deliverance, things they need to do it God's way. You know, you got people say, I just been burdened down. My daddy, I lost him. We had a bad argument. I wanted to ask him to forgive me and blah, blah, blah. And now they these spirits will say, hey, you can talk to daddy, you know, and you talk to daddy, you can tell daddy, hey, daddy, you know, would you forgive me? And they actually think they be talking to their dad, which, once again, we'll be going on that. That's another part of this series here and dealing with this spiritualist here. Very important that we see and understand that, okay? Very important. God is not the father and everybody of everyone, and everybody's not a child of God. And please hear me, people. I don't care if you kinfolk. You know, some of us, we biased. Our kinfolk, we already claim they for God. And they the same kinfolk spit in your face and tell you everything they don't want to do with God, and you still saying they're like they're saved. They're not saved. Okay? That's one of the things I learned some years ago. You know, when it comes to the things of God and in that thing dealing with God, I learned that no matter who the family member is, from my own mama, daddy, siblings, to my own children, wife, whatever, if any of them was not saved, okay, I'm not going to automatically put them in heaven and make it like they, nah, I'm not going to do that, because who does it help? Nobody, okay? Nobody going to be helped by that. In fact, it will cause me not to tell them the truth, because I'm thinking they are already there, okay? And when that happens, then God is going to hold me responsible for not telling them the truth, especially if they end up being lost. So, glory be to God. So, I want to pray tonight and break the curse of anyone who has joined Spiritism and who accepted this teaching that they are children of a created force, a word that's used to deny the very existence of the true God. So, Lord God, we pray for everyone tonight who has been listening under the sound of my voice, no matter what part of the world they're in, that, dear God, that if they have joined Spiritism and desire to come out, that, God, that you will move on them to repent and let them experience your delivering power. So, Lord God, just touch them today, strengthen them. Father, I pray that you will move upon them to repent, to accept you as the Lord and Savior according to Romans chapter 10. And I come against every demonic spirit that came in their life through joining this Spiritism. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. So, I thank God for the opportunity you've given. Don't forget, Spiritualist Claiming Fatherhood and Brotherhood, part two will be tomorrow night. Look for the advertisement at 7 o'clock p.m. So, once again, this is Brother Nate coming to you. I love you all. May God bless you and may he keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.